Triple M and the Great Southern. You're with Draker, and it is Mental Health Week, and very important to highlight this from a personal standpoint, and just to really get the message out there. Really happy to do this. On the line, I've got Darcy Miller, Schools and Youth Connectors Health Promotions Officer for Act, Belong, Commit. That's quite a title right there. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you going?
Not too bad. Now, you focus a lot on the youth, but also it's great to have a chat to you about, you know, a bit more older people in regards to how mental health can certainly affect them. Tell us about Mental Health Week and what your company does to certainly raise the awareness.
Yeah, so it's obviously, you know, a very busy week for us and a very important message. So, you know, we promote all year about how it's really important to do things to be mentally healthy and to, you know, make sure you're feeling happy and enjoying life. But particularly this week, we really want to make sure that everyone is adopting the Act, Belong, Commit message and really thinking about things that they can do for their mental health. You know, often we're thinking about our physical health and how we can be more healthy or, you know, get outside and exercise, but it's actually important to think about our mental health and what we're doing for that as well. So,
any tips that you're happy to sort of obviously share with us on ways to certainly bring up better mental health?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it's easy as Act, Belong, Commit. So Act is basically to just do something, whether it's, you know, going for coffee, catching up with friends, reading a book, anything that makes you feel happy. And then Belong, catching up with friends, you know, going out for a coffee, being a part of a sporting club, any type of group is a really great thing to do. And Commit basically means anything that gives you meaning and purpose. So that's things like challenges, goal setting, volunteering, anything that really makes you feel happy inside. So there's just some small little tips. Obviously, I could talk about it for ages.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm sure the website, which will, I'll plug the Facebook page, actually. So if you just look up Act, Belong, Commit, some great tips on there as well. Or even the website, yes, actbelongcommit.org.au as well. Now, you grew up in Beverley, if I'm not mistaken. So you know that around the Great Southern area, a lot of farmers and stuff like that. One thing I do hear that comes up from time to time is, you know, sort of isolation and things like that. What advice do you give in regards to people that have experienced that sort of mental health issue as such?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a big issue for people, you know, for men in particular, but also women that are supporting those farming families and stuff like that. Mm. It's really it's important to keep involved in the community, especially when things are maybe not going your way. And I know my dad's really hoping it's going to rain at the moment. It keeps missing us on our farm and going everywhere else. But, yeah, you know, making sure when things are tough is getting involved, you know, not closing yourself off or not, you know, spending all your time on the farm, going into town, getting involved with the community, all those kind of things, and reaching out to your mates as well, because they're probably just as stressed or as worried, you know, in the same kind of situation as them. So that's something I would really recommend. Don't give up on those activities that make you feel happy.
Absolutely, yeah. So it seems like communication is the big key right there, that's for sure. I guess the best thing to do as well, got to get that number out there if anyone is feeling, you know, rather down or anything like that or needs that extra support. Lifeline's one great number there, 13 11 14. Otherwise, they can certainly head onto your Facebook page or the website as well. Just look up Act, Belong, Commit, Google search that, and get some great tips, advice, and support as well for that matter. Look, thank you so much for joining me in regards to that. Very happy to cover this as well. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, and make sure you're also thinking of some things you can do to be mentally healthy.